You're listening to a Mindfulness for Kids episode of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Today, we're doing a practice about sports and performance. Welcome to the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Here it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent or kid. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Raising Good Humans, and now Raising Good Humans Every Day. I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Willard, clinical psychologist, author, and dad. He is the author of 20 books, including Alpha Breaths and Growing Up Mindful. Both of us have been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years, and we are so excited to share the benefits with you. Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you'd normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there. Hey, Chris. So nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always good to see you. Always good to connect.
Good, good, good. I hear that you may have something for us today that can help us out with our challenges around performance in sports. Is that so?
Absolutely. So I know I used to get really nervous about performing, singing when I was a kid. My son gets a little nervous when he has to do something, go up and do a class presentation, or definitely before his soccer games. And I think some of us know Leo Messi. I guess in the pandemic, he got so bored, he started practicing mindfulness. So soccer kids nice. Everywhere can rejoice, or maybe soccer parents everywhere can rejoice, I guess, with that.
Definitely.
So should we kick it off with a little visualization here?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
All right. Sounds good. So I'll just invite everyone, if you feel comfortable, you can just allow your eyes to close or just lower your eyes. You can be sitting for this. You can be laying down. First, maybe noticing sounds at a distance. And then zooming in to feel your breath. Just enjoying the rise and fall of your breath. Your mind may wander and you can just bring it back to your breath. And then aware of all the sensations at the edges of your body as well as deeper inside your body. And I'll just invite you to begin to imagine that you're alone somewhere where you do your performances. You're the only person in that concert hall or stadium. You can look around and see that there's actually mostly darkness in the seats around you. You might be aware of the sensations, the echoey footsteps yourself, noticing smells of the room or of the grass. And you're just there to practice. You can feel your hands on the surface of that ball or racket or instrument. And just beginning to make those movements that you need to make. Slowly and mindfully moving your arms or your hands, your feet, almost in slow motion. As you go through the movements and motions for performance. With each breath, you can find yourself speeding up, breathing in more confidence for each movement. Then you pause for a moment to rest, and so you can hear footsteps echoing in the distance. You can hold this feeling of confidence, but as you look into the hall or into the arena or across the field, you can make out that hero of yours, that role model, that expert, that maestro who you aspire to be or even to play. This person approaches, smiles at you. You're amazed, but also just so confident, happy as you smile back, surprised at how friendly this figure is. This expert, this teacher approaches you and just offers wordlessly to help you with whatever aspect or aspects of your art, your performance, your play that you want the most help with in this moment. You can just enjoy their presence. Watch them and feel yourself embodying their practice, advice, their movements as you learn to move just as this maestro moves. You can continue to feel your body moving, the confidence of this expert, of this pro. Movements that you were making before, just improving, perfecting just a little bit more each time as you embody the skills of the master. Your own abilities get better and better, that much closer to perfect, as the expert just watches, compliments you on your hard work, offering a few more tips. You pause once more, smile at each other, accept those compliments from this expert as the maestro leaves you with a high five, fist bump. And as your bodies make contact, you feel that magic inside of yourself that you can take with you. You can take that voice with you when you listen deeply. Take those movements as you thank this expert, this pro, with words or a body gesture. And watch him or her depart, their voice still ringing in your mind, those new skills still vibrating in your muscles, their skills embodied in your body. As you let the lesson sink in, breathing in the lessons for a few more moments, carrying these with you to your next performance as you wiggle your toes, raise your eyes, and just take a look at the room around you.
I feel like I need to listen to this before I do my next talk, Chris. It's going to be very helpful.
I think it's really wonderful for any performance to kind of take on that embodiment of these real pros, masters of the craft. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Hunter. Wonderful to be here.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone. Poof. Bye. See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unstick it.